Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today we're diving headfirst into the murky waters of, well, dodgy private equity deals.
Ooh, exciting. Sounds like we're about to unpack a real thriller. So what's the story? Lay it on me.
All right, so picture this. A private equity firm, all Wall Street swagger, wants to offload a company. They bring in the big guns, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, the whole shebang. Deal closes, champagne corks pop. Everyone's happy, right?
Sounds like a typical Wall Street fairy tale so far. What's the catch?
The catch, my friend, is that just a few months later, the company reveals that a crucial earnings metric, their EBITDA, was essentially fake news.
Whoa, hold on. Fake EBITDA? Isn't that like the foundation upon which these valuations are built? That's a big deal.
Exactly. And it plays right into the hands of all those financial gurus who've been warning us about this kind of creative accounting in the private market. It's like they predicted this whole mess.
So are we talking outright fraud here, or just, you know, aggressive accounting?
Well, the article doesn't explicitly say fraud, but it definitely paints a picture of, shall we say, liberal interpretation of earnings. It's that classic dress it up and sell it quick strategy, and it makes you wonder, who's really footing the bill in the end?
The investors, presumably. Ouch. I mean, with names like Goldman Sachs attached, you'd think there'd be some serious due diligence happening.
You'd think, right? But maybe, just maybe, everyone was a little too eager to believe the hype. These high valuations are tempting, and sometimes, I guess, due diligence goes out the window when big money's on the table.
So what's the takeaway here? Caveat emptor. Buyer beware.
Absolutely. And maybe, just maybe, a little more scrutiny of these private equity darlings is in order. Because when EBITDA turns into I be lying duh, someone's getting ripped off. I see. Interesting.
I mean, this whole situation really highlights the importance of transparency, doesn't it? Investors need reliable data to make informed decisions.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about trust. And when that trust is broken, well, the whole system starts to crumble. And let's be honest, this kind of story doesn't exactly inspire confidence in the market.
No, it really doesn't. It makes you wonder how many other mirage earnings are lurking out there just waiting to be exposed.
Chilling thought, isn't it? Anyway, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into financial shenanigans. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you next time for more market mayhem. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.